$1 billion in tax cuts, ask for over $3 billion in direct state aid for local school districts, as well as more funding for child care. His plan's not likely to pass the Republican-controlled legislature. The race for state superintendent of public instruction is narrowed to two. Tuesday's primary had incumbent Jill Underley and Wauwatosa educational consultant Brittany Kinzer as the two top vote-getters. Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright finished third and won't advance. And the Dane County Humane Society hopes to raise $5,000 to cover costs of caring for two bobcats. The male bob kittens were dehydrated and malnourished when admitted to the Society's Wildlife Center a few days apart in August of 2024. You can find out more at the Humane Society's Facebook page or at giveshelter.org.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Slowly crawling out of the deep freeze this week, partly sunny today with a high near 11. Wind chills, though, still between 10 below and 20 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday with a high near 22. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call DCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 6 below. 99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. 801 with Dran Dran, Hungry Like the Wolf on Max FM.
Max FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Mambo number five. Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hand to the sound, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right. One to the front and one to the side. Clap your hands once and clap your hands twice. And if it looks like this, then you're doing it. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast because I know everyone's not excited about the cold, but I've got great news with this forecast. Warm weather is in sight. Today, it'll be mostly cloudy and cold, a high near 9 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 2 below 0. On Thursday, warming up, mostly sunny with a high of 22. On Friday, sunny, a high of 23. Saturday, we start our CR warm-up, partly sunny with a high of 27. On Sunday, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 38. By the early start of next week, we're looking at highs in the mid-40s. Yes, you heard me correctly. So we're coming out of the cold snap. Currently, it is 6 below 0 outside the Max FM studios, Emily.
Yes, it is. It is cold out, but those words of mid-40s can change all that in your state of mind, right?
It most definitely can, and I'm excited to see that it's warming up. And, you know, it's a good time to start thinking about some of those home improvement projects as well. And we've been talking about Handy Harry LLC. You can go to handyharryllc.com and look at all the services that they offer. And if you have some home improvement projects you want to get done, maybe you want to spiff up the interior of your house, go over and click on their website, click services, click interior, and you can see the full list of services. They do everything from plumbing, flooring, paint and trim, drywall, doors, windows, and electric work. So go over to HandyHarryLLC.com. Get those projects started now. Get the inside ready for summer, and then you can start thinking about those outdoor projects as well.
Yeah, and one thing that's great about Handy Harry's that I really appreciate is they travel and they do free estimates. So for someone who has been around some home improvement, building improvement, and just changes in terms of what is out there and needs to be worked on in the life of me, it is real nice when people come, like speaking of a real estate, you know, from a real estate perspective, when people come and do, companies will come and do free estimates. That's a really big help because sometimes you just need to know something. You don't need to know all the things and pay for all the things up front. So we really appreciate that about Handy Harry's. And thank you to them for being our sponsor on Wednesdays. We appreciate it.
We most definitely do. And the other thing I do want to mention is I did send a message over to our big deals team to see if we can get any more big boy certificates, waiting to hear back from them. But there are plenty of our deals over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So go check it out.
I just want to do a shout out real quick to Rhonda because she's like our liaison between all the big deals, awesome local businesses, and us being able to share that with you all. So whoop, whoop. Thanks, Rhonda.
Yes, we appreciate Rhonda so much. She works her tail off for us and with us. So thank you, Rhonda. We don't want to forget
thank you, Rhonda.
Yes. Now, we're going to talk about some jobs that people underestimate because they think anyone could do them, but they actually require a lot of skill. If you've ever been to a backyard barbecue with someone who hasn't done much grilling, this should resonate. Now, there's a viral thread on social media where people are talking about things people underestimate, but are actually very hard to do well. And here are some of the best ones. And, you know, we can start at the top, or we can start... Actually, we're going to start at number 15, because I saw Hacky Sack on this list.
That is
list
so hard. Yeah. Okay, that is not something that everyone can do. I spent a lot of time in high school hacky sacking, and that is not easy. My friends and I, who I used to hack with, and know that I am a hacky sacker because they call it hack, by the way. Those of you out there who come with. Those are my friends that I used to hack with back in high school. We brought it back out recently on a camping trip, and it's hard, and it's a lot harder now that it was in high school. So
right.
Definitely not lacking skill sets there. Number 14 is quote-unquote casual sports like golf and bowling. Now, I'm not a big golfer, but I know people who are. Dave, you can speak to this. It's not easy. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's just not.
No, it's not. Trust me, and I'm a casual golfer. And I get out and golf, and yes, I do lose a few out into the woods because that's just where things end up, or in the water. I mean, it happens. And then we talk about bowling. I'm actually going to go bowling on Sunday. So my goal with bowling is if I can break 100, it's a good day, and if I can keep the ball on my own lane.
Yeah, breaking 100 is good. I'm a better bowler than that usually. I usually get up over 100 pretty well, but not how much higher. One guy I know, Michael Y, if that guy knows anything about bowling, he knows everything about everything, because that he'll tell you right away that it's not a casual sport. I think Mike's won some pretty serious trophies for bowling, but
yeah,
more
yes.
about that another time. Everyone knows him in Bear Moose. I'm sure everyone's
yeah,
like,
exactly. Hi, Mike.
I hope he's listening.
Yes.
Bagging groceries, again, not, you know, the stakes aren't high, sky high here, but you can't be putting the eggs on the bottom and the milk on the top. I mean, sorry.
Right.
You just can't do that.
No.
It's just not that easy. No,
it's not. And the number 12 is photography, especially over the past decade. As smartphone cameras made a lot of people feel like a pro photographer. Trust me, you need a pro photographer when you're doing photography. I am by no means an expert, and I definitely, again, want to give a shout-out to Rhonda with Purple Lotus Studios. She helps do our headshots and our Christmas card, and she does a great job. She knows what she's doing, and you got to know what you're doing to try to make people look good like myself, because she knows that, and she knew what angles to take those shots at to make us look great. So, yeah, I can definitely give a shout-out to that. And, again, talk about MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have a Purple Lotus Studio certificate over there, so go check it out. Number 11, I agree with public speaking. Getting up in front of people and talking, not the easiest thing to do.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's something that you can learn to do, you know, but it's also something that from the jump, you know, some people have the opportunity in their, you know, emotional state to be able to do that a little bit easier from the jump. But everyone can learn to do it, absolutely. But it is an absolute skill. There's full-on courses for this. This is not a casual thing. I don't know who made this list, but they are full of something. The next two, I'm just going to have to say no. Singing and dancing? These things are professional, like, these are professional jobs. Like, what are you talking about? These are not things that just anyone can do. I think everyone should do these things because it brings joy. But singing and dancing are very difficult. And it's not just you got it or you don't, but a little bit you got it or you don't. And then you put in the time to make it better and make it, you know, sharpen those skills. So, yeah. Whoever made this list, you know, I don't know. Number eight, anything that involves dealing with a random bunch of people. Again, no, social anxiety is real. Like, people don't necessarily love to be in crowds and having to kind of tell stories and laugh in a group and small talk. That stuff is challenging. It can be really uncomfortable for people. So, yeah, I don't know. I think that our crowds just in general can be stressful for people. So this is like an anti-list. I don't know.
Yeah, and again, we're talking about things that people think that are easy and underestimate, but requires a lot of skill. And I mean, that's, I get it. Being able to give good instructions, like a new task at work, a project at home, or how to get somewhere or help someone with anything. If you don't give clear, easy, concise instructions, it's not going to be easy, right, Emily?
Right. Communication is key. I mean, in my opinion, over-communicate. Just explain it again and again. And there's nothing wrong with someone asking and making sure that the task has been explained correctly, because then that just makes everybody's work easier as long as everybody knows what's going on, right? It's just easier. So communication is definitely a skill and it's not easy. So next one is fast food register worker, and even more so for drive-through. Someone said, have you ever been served by someone who is actually good at it? Yeah, I have. And I've definitely had the opposite. And I have to say, I know someone, one of my kids' friends who, you know, did the drive-through for the last year or two. And it's not easy. It's very stressful. People get frustrated and impatient and you can't hear them and you don't know what they're talking about. And, you know, you're working with other people who bring out the food. You're just taking the order. So, like, you have to make sure that communication gets transferred. So I would think it would. I never did that. And I'm glad that I never had to do that. It sounds very stressful.
Yeah, it is very stressful. I did that for a little bit when I first got into the industry. And let me tell you, I would help out. And when it was busy, it's insanity. Yeah. Number five, we can definitely attest this one. Starting and running a business, especially in the food industry, again, not an easy thing to own a business, running a business, or starting a business from scratch. Right, Emily?
That's right. I mean, my husband owns a hot sauce business, and it is incredibly taxing to do all the small details involved. We also, at the Great Day Building, we have a winter market that's been happening. Each one of those vendors, business, food business or not, they are running their own business, and they are working hard, and it takes a lot of attention to detail. Running any kind of business is incredibly difficult. And, you know, the old adage that people like to share is, oh, that must be so fun to do what you love and make your own schedule. Like, no.
It's a lot more than that.
A lot more than that. In fact, you work all the time. So yeah, it can be a lot, but it's also wonderful. So it's just give some love to those folks. I like number four, making a sandwich. No, all the love to the toddlers, but I got to read this. It's funny. A toddler can make one, but seriously, a toddler made sandwiches are disgusting. I don't know. I mean, when my kids were toddlers, they would put things together and it looked disgusting, but it still had all the right ingredients. You know, there was somewhere in the sandwich, there was peanut butter and jelly. It still tasted good.
Yeah, exactly. Good. But you got to do it right. And always got to be right, you know, and it doesn't have to be perfect, but you don't want stuff just falling all over the place, getting on your shirt and so forth. And number three goes right along with that. Home cooking and creating a new recipe, not an easy task by any means. I can definitely attest to that. And I'm going to talk about number two, and then you can take number one. Number two, substitute teaching. No way is that an easy job. Those teachers come in, they fill in, and usually their kids are a little bit excited because they have a sub, and they're like, ooh, we can try to get away with things. I mean, okay, quick funny story. When I was in high school, we had auto shop, and I said to the substitute teacher, I said, oh, it's lab day today, and so we're supposed to be working on our cars. That is not what we were supposed to be doing that day. Substitute teacher fell for it. We were able to work on our cars in the class, and then our teacher got back, was not real happy with me. He was the head basketball coach at the time as well, and the next time we had a substitute teacher, the note right in his prep said, no matter what Mr. Grant tells you, it is not a lab day today.
Nice. Stirring the pot a little bit, huh? Shocking.
Yeah.
Well, that leads right into number... That leads right into number one. I took auto tech, by the way. I love that class. That big surprise there. That leads right into number one. Driving. Everything about it. Defensive driving, maneuvering in traffic, having a feel for how big your vehicle is, being predictable, and parking. So many people that I knew growing up had difficulty getting their license because of parking. Like, they just could not parallel park or whatever. So there's a lot happening. And like I was talking about earlier in the show, you know, driving can be absolutely 100% a professional job. I mean, you have to be good at it. And sometimes the older I get, the more, you know, I kind of am aware of other people around me driving. I'm not just kind of like in my own world driving down the road. And sometimes I'm just shocked by the fact that there's not constantly accidents and fender benders, because people are doing all kinds of other stuff besides paying attention, be it on their phone or like whatever. Mm-hmm. Just even tune in the radio to listen to Dave and Emily in the morning. You know, there's just a lot of distractions, to say the least. So I think I'm a pretty good driver. I will be the first to admit, though, to all of you that I have a terrible sense of direction. So I do rely very heavily on GPS. I have no idea how I got around from point A to point B before GPS. It's a lot of turning around in driveways, I just have to say. So anywho, driving is difficult.
I've ridden with you before.
Okay, that's enough. So anyways, makes it from point A to point B. Any point during the day, just give yourself a pat on the back, because there's a lot to it. And wrap. Moving right along, if Dave can get over his laughing at me on the air right now.
I'm laughing with you. I'm not laughing at you.
I'm not laughing. I'm not going to
say anything about your sense of direction whatsoever. So, all right. Anyways,
yeah, you know why. All right.
Before I get myself into further trouble with Emily this morning, you'll be back with us at 8:40. We are going to talk about calendar days.
Just kidding. I'll be back. Okay.
Yeah, she will. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider, and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Big Boy of Wisconsin Dells. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, and dinners featuring fresh meat, battered chicken, and yummy desserts. Try their special Friday night fish fry. Wash it down with a local beer or delicious wine. Check out the world's largest selection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy or one of the other iconic characters. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
George Michael on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. As a reminder for everyone that uses Beyond Blessed Food Pantry services, they have a new procedure to get to the food pantry. The line starts at the Circus World parking lot no earlier than 3 p.m. So go to the Circus World parking lot again, no earlier than 3 p.m. Get your free ticket. Follow the pace card to the pantry and have your ticket ready when you are in line at the food pantry. Do not go directly to Beyond Blessed Food Pantry. You will not be served without a ticket, and you can only get a ticket in the parking lot. So you have to go to Circus World parking lot before you can go to the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, and you'll follow the pace car over there, and they will get your food for you. They do ask if you can come a little after 3 p.m. That's definitely helpful because that way not everyone gets there at the same time. They can stagger things out a little bit as well. So again, line up at the Circus World parking lot, no earlier than 3 p.m., and they will get you over to the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry, and you'll have your ticket and be able to go on about your way. For more information, you can go to the Beyond Blessed Food Pantry Facebook page. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Saturday, February 22nd, Brunker Realty Group will be presenting the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk benefiting 6-8. This is a family-friendly event. Each stop will have something sweet to eat or drink. You'll be able to purchase wristbands ahead of time or on the day of the event at Brunker Realty Group. They're going to have a 50-50 raffle the day of, and the winner will be picked out of punch cards that are turned in at the end of the event. Check out the Brunker Realty Group Facebook page for all the details. Again, this is 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. It is the Sauk Prairie Sweet Treat Walk benefiting 6-8. Bethany Lutheran Church of Portage invites you for their pancake breakfast. This will also be on Saturday, February 22nd from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. Enjoy delicious pancakes with a side of eggs and sausage. $10 for adults, 12 and under, $7. And they'll have baked goods for sale as well. Again, this all happens at Bethany Lutheran Church on Highway 33 in Portage. And later on that very busy Saturday, it's going to be the coldest night of the year fundraising event for Pathway Home. This will be taking place at the Baraboo Civic Center. It's a family-friendly fundraising walk in support of local charities serving people who experience hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Team up, fundraise, walk, and take a moment to look closer because it's cold out there. You can find all the details by visiting pathwayhomewi.org and clicking on events. Again, this will be on Saturday, February 22nd, with the event starting at 4 p.m.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at thevioletsage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
John Tanjay poured in 31 points and Stephen Crowell added 20 to lead 11th-ranked Wisconsin to a 95-74 win over Illinois at the Kohl Center. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the fifth straight win for the Badgers, who avenged a December loss to the Illini. The Badgers 21-5 now. They will host Oregon on Saturday. 16th-ranked Marquette rolled to an 80-56 win over Seton Hall at Fiserv Forum. The Golden Eagles led by as many as 31 in the second half, winning their 20th game of the season. Cam Jones had 14 to lead the way. NBA resumes their schedule tonight. The Bucks return tomorrow night. They'll host the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Spring training in full swing for the Brewers, who had their first full team workout on Tuesday. They'll open Cactus League play Saturday against the Reds. In the NFL, ESPN.com's Rob Domofsky reporting that defensive back Jair Alexander's return to the Packers is unlikely for next season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Slowly crawling out of the deep freeze this week, partly sunny today with a high near 11. Wind chills, though, still between 10 below and 20 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a few flurries possible, lows near zero. Mostly sunny Thursday with a high near 22. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call DCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Current temperature, 4 below.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 8:37 with Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Emily, I've got some breaking news from MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Ooh, Dave, what's the breaking news?
All right, I just heard back from Rhonda. She is checking in to see if we can add more of the big boy certificates in. So what I'm going to suggest everyone to do is go check back in about an hour and see if there's more there. And so that is our plan. So she is checking in to see what our options are. So go check it out. Check maybe in about an hour or two. And hopefully we'll be able to sneak a few more in there. And don't forget, there are plenty of other items in the store. And again, tomorrow, sometime during the morning show, it's our flash sale, big ticket item, very limited quantities, Emily.
Absolutely. Don't wait on these, because we've seen this happen twice now. So as in like today and the last time these were up there, people bought them all and Dave had to go, you know, sing Help Me Rhonda. Just kidding. I had to do it.
Yeah.
Dave had to go sing. I'm sure she really appreciates that, because she's probably never heard that joke before.
Yeah,
sorry,
probably not.
Today's just a day all about you, Rhonda. Okay. But yeah, so Dave had to go sing Help Me Rhonda to Rhonda and say, can we please have some more of these certificates? He got his way. He did this for you folks. You know what? He's putting himself out there.
Yep.
Asking for things that you want, and he got it done. So go ahead and get those big boy certificates from Big Deals of the Day. Go see. Somebody goes and does this, please take pictures of the big boy statues and send them to us so we can get them up on Facebook, because that just sounds like something I need to see. And I just don't know if I'm going to make it to the Dells before you guys will.
Yeah, that's a horse race to get up there. So we got to see what we can do to make that happen. So, all right, it is Wednesday, February 19th, and it is U.S. Coast Guard Reserve's birthday. So February 19th is annually commemorated as the founding day of the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve. So we thank everyone for their service. It's also Prevent Plagiarism Day. Join us as we get ready to raise awareness about plagiarism on this day. Something that was kind of popular, I know, when you and I were in school, Emily, that they checked to make sure we weren't plagiarizing stuff or copying it out of the proverbial encyclopedia.
Yeah, they did. The one way that they'd always bust kids that were doing that is kids would just write word for word and they would use the parentheses and the brackets that were like in the encyclopedia. Teachers were like, oh, okay, you didn't even try to take that out of. You didn't even read what you were writing or copying, for that matter. Now, I think that nowadays that still happens. In fact, sadly, I saw something like that recently, in that within, you know, you can copy and paste, you can use AI, you can do whatever you want within digital text. And if there's an opportunity to, you know, get some help in terms of, like, let's just call it like writing a resume, right? You can get some verbiage that could be helpful to writing your resume. But what you don't want to do is take that, copy and paste it onto the resume document that you're using and go ahead and send that out. Because within there, it says like, dear, and then in brackets, it will say potential employer. Like, don't do that. That's not going to get you that job. Just saying. I'm going to be bossy about that, because let's put a little more effort in, because that's not how you get a job. But anywho, let's not be plagiarizing people, because people work really hard to write the things they write. And so let's give them that credit. You know, you can borrow a little bit, but definitely make it your own. National Airboat Day. I've been on an airboat a couple of times in my life. It is so cool. Like, you got to be down in like a swamp area to do this. I think the only time I ever did it was in Florida. And that's the only place, you can't get back to these areas and swamps without an airboat. They're really loud, though, and they're kind of obnoxious. I don't know if the environment probably loves them that much in terms of like what's going on under the water. But the folks who run them in Florida say that it's fine. So, you know, you get to see gators. You get to see some wildlife that you would never be able to see, because humans can't really get back there in that kind of environment. So it is kind of cool.
Yes, it is. And it's something that's very cool. So what else do you see on the list today, Emily?
Oh, I like this one. National Arabian Horse Day. Oh, they're so beautiful. I grew up a little bit around horses, but not as much as I would have liked. So anytime I get a chance to be, you know, up close and personal with horses, I just am always in awe. They're just so beautiful and smart and, you know, are able to communicate with humans in their own way, and just gentle giants. So Arabians, I've never been close to an Arabian. That would be cool. So also I see National Vet Girls Rock Day. We celebrate the extraordinarily courageous women who risk their lives fighting for peace in the world. So it's hard to believe that one day there was not an opportunity for women to do that kind of work. So I'm super proud and excited for everyone who's out there doing that. And, you know, it's a lot of work and it's a big commitment. So definitely, you know, give it up for those ladies who are in the military at this time, because they're doing a lot for us for sure.
They most definitely are. And we thank them for their service as well. It's not easy work. And so we thank them. We appreciate them every single day. It's also National Lash Day. Eyelashes are important to our appearance. They serve both functional and aesthetic purposes. And they have a nice picture here, and those eyelashes are huge in that picture.
Oh, man, those are nothing compared to, like, the trend right now. Their trend is having some long fake lashes. And
what?
They look cool. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Big time. Oh. Big trends going on in the last year or so is, like, really long lashes. So I think you probably don't realize a lot of the ones you see, Dave, are not real.
So, but that means they're sticking them on, they're sticking them on there then, and then, I don't like people touching my eyes. Is that what they do? Uh-oh, we lost Emily, and we have the most important question here, too, on National Lash Day. So, Emily, you're going to have to let me know how that all works out and when you come back online here. We also have National Chocolate Mint Day. This looks delicious. I love chocolate. I love mint. And this triumphant flavor combination means an entire day is dedicated to its taste and vigor. So, yes, National Chocolate Mint Day. Now, I know there are some restaurants that would give out chocolate that was mint flavor. And so that would be something that I always like. There's a place in Wautoma called Silver Crest that give those out, and oh my goodness, they are amazing. And I remember that was popular at many restaurants. So yes, National Chocolate Mint Day. And it's also Tug of War Day. So today's the day to commemorate that. I think a lot of us played tug of war in summer camp or at elementary school. And Tug of War Day, I mean, that was a lot of fun. I remember doing that as a kid. You'd try to do it over water or something like that, or mud. And then, yes, somebody would usually end up in the water and the mud. And so that would not go well either. So I remember playing that as a kid. That was a lot of fun. Or I would wait for my brother to grab the other end of the rope, pull him in, and that would be fun as well. So it was one of those that I definitely remember as a kid, and I haven't played that in a long time. That almost sounds like it would be a lot of fun. So, and Emily, are you back with us?
I'm back, yeah. I have technical difficulties, but I think you were talking about the tug of war opportunities. Is that correct?
Yes, we were talking about tug of war as kids.
I love it.
I do too.
That's like one of my favorite memories from camp is tug of war. I think it suits, you know, certain personalities who really just like want to win and who want to like be on a team and like also kind of like, you know, I mean, it's a little bit of a shaming sport. Like if back in the day they used to have you fall in like a mud pit or whatever. Like,
yes.
Right. I mean, but it's all in good fun. Nobody was actually being mean to each other. Nobody got hurt or anything. And it's just all you need is a rope. I mean, it's kind of cool, right? I think an adult game of tug of war would actually be really funny and really fun to be involved in. Hopefully no one would get hurt either. But
right. I would find a way.
You know, I don't know.
So we were talking about National Lash Day when we lost you there. And so you say do they like stick them on your eyes? Is that how that works then?
Yeah. Yep. So where your actual lashes are, they don't stick them on your eyes. They actually attach them to the lashes that already exist. So it's like if you know what a hair extension is, it's similar. It's like they attach them to the eyelash that is already there and make that one longer. Mm. Sometimes if they want them thicker, they'll attach them to your eyelid, your eyeball. It's not like they're putting them in your eye.
I know, but they're touching your eyelid then.
Yep.
Okay.
A lot of people I know that get that done just put, you know, AirPods in their ears and listen to music and you have your eyes closed the whole time. And most people fall asleep. You just lay there for like 45 minutes, an hour. Next thing you know, you have long lashes and you get a nap. That's what I hear. Mm. So just saying, the more you know. I don't
the
know.
Nap
if there's
part
a lash
sounds
crew
great
out there that wants to have Dave, you know, try this, then, you know, I don't know. He might.
I don't know that I would fall asleep.
He's really worried about just
that.
The idea of it.
I am. I'll be honest with you. It's like,
dude, there's a lot of stuff that goes on for beauty that I think people don't know that it's happening, and it's happening. And people,
Juan,
you know,
that guy that
oftentimes
goes...
Yes.
At the eye doctor, when they do that puff of air and I'm anticipating it and I'm already jumpy about that. So, yeah, I don't think I would be that relaxed with this.
Maybe this is not in your wheelhouse, and that is okay. You know what?
Yeah.
It's not for everyone. I don't know. I've had it done like once because it was a promotional thing that I was able to try. I still roll well. So for me, I was not able to do that very well, but cool. I mean, it's like just like if you get something fun for a little while and it's kind of a different thing, but it's not for me all the time, that's for sure. But certainly some people do lots of things, you know. Some people woke up like this, some people didn't, you know. You just people, it's fun for people. People do whatever they want to do for their beauty and their self-care, and that's all good. Whatever people want to do is great. And it also brings awesome business to local businesses who want to be part of the beauty culture, because it's a big deal and it can be fun for people. So yeah, I guess it's today, National Lash Day. If that's on your bucket list or you need to go get your lashes filled, today's the day to do that, because it is a National Lash Day today on the morning show.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or stick to tug of war. That's what I'm going
to
stick with this morning.
That is right.
So, Emily, you'll be back with us tomorrow morning at 7:10.
All right. Have a happy Wednesday, everybody. Stay warm out there, and know this cold snap is going to break soon. So stay warm, be safe, and we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Emily. Have a great rest of the day. Yes, it is going to warm up by the weekend. Almost 40. It's almost shorts weather, I'm thinking. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry.
Handy Harry LLC is now located at 145 West Maple Street in Baraboo. For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping with decks, fences, flooring, painting, bathroom and kitchen remodels, and so much more. Call 608-370-9174 to schedule a free estimate, or check them out online at handyharryllc.com. Now offering financing starting as low as 0% interest with no additional fees. Trust your local professionals and make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Hey, this is Dave Grant, station manager for 99.7 Max FM. I recently got U.S. Cellular's home internet service from Cell Plus in Baraboo. The router was free, the setup was so easy, and the speed is incredible. I even rely on U.S. Cellular's home internet for my live morning show, whether from my house or from the cottage. Best part, the price is locked in for 3 years for $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Terms do apply. Go to your nearest U.S. Cellular authorized agent, Cell Plus, and check it out.
Sullivan's 2 Vehicle Repair Shop of Baraboo is recognizing hardworking Baraboo FFA students during National FFA Week. Call Sullivan's 2, your trusted local vehicle repair shop in Baraboo, at 608-356-9282. Today and drive safe.
Enjoy delicious German and Mediterranean food right downtown in the Dells at one of the area's newest restaurants, Hofbräuhaus. Try one of 30 international beers featuring Germany's Weihenstephan, the world's oldest brewery. Why not order a flight of delicious beers or a glass of wine? Their unique food menu at this intimate establishment includes schnitzel, brats, gigantic pretzels, incredible shish kebabs, Turkish meatballs, and desserts. Your next magical dining experience awaits at Hofbräuhaus on Broadway in Wisconsin Dells. Prost!
Jump on, get on me, all right.
watch your mouth. I know your game, what you're about. When they say the sky's the limit, and to me this really true. I'm a friend, you have seen nothing. There's a way to
and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was drunk.